Hello, podcasters. How are you?
Hi.
Another week of Miles and Al on Vibe.
Here we are again.
Yeah, it was a weird one today. I didn't sleep at all last night.
You've hidden it well.
I didn't have no minutes sleep.
Yeah.
Normally you go how many hours you get. I got no minutes.
Not even like 2 minutes.
No seconds sleep. You know what's funny? So even though I got no minutes, I still snoozed.
It's got to be done, hasn't it?
I did. I hit snooze and just lay awake like I could get up now.
Yeah, I do that more or less every morning. Even if I've fully woken up, I'm like, nah, I'm not getting up yet.
The last time I checked my clock, so I actually have a clock next to my bed, in the night, it was like 4:40. I was like, well, there's no point going to sleep. Still going to try.
I was already on my way in at that time.
Yeah, exactly. Still going to try. I had another like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I didn't get up.
No.
And then my alarm went, and then I hit snooze, and then it went again, and I still didn't get up straight away. And I was just like, why am I still in bed? Why? I haven't slept.
Then you had a stressful and rushed morning.
Show was fun today, though. We did do a good show.
Yeah,
your song again.
Thank you. Yeah, it was strong today.
Again, worth listening out for. We talked about getting glued to things.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Only us. Only us.
Would only be me and you.
Almost bragging about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the weirdest topics we've ever done.
Yeah. And you got to look at my feet.
Yeah, which was also a highlight.
Yeah, if you want to know why Al looked at my feet and why we're talking about getting glued to things and getting things stuck in your hair and Al singing and happy birthday to who.
And you did well on the quiz today.
Yeah. If you listen
to
this podcast just to hear me capitulate and throw my toys out the pram during the quiz, sorry, today's not your day.
Yeah, last week you actually left the studio in anger.
Yeah, I did. Not this week. Today, I obviously smashed it. Mm. And the last question didn't count, so...
Yeah, it was full marks.
Full marks. I'm taking it full marks. Anyway, we'll be back next week
with
another Vibe Breakfast. 6 till 9 on a Thursday morning if you want to listen live. Vibe 107.6. All the details are on there. Vibe107.6.co.uk. But for now, we'll see you next week. Have a good one.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.
So my just safe space.
And breathe.
To go through what's on our mind this morning. Very important to go through what's on your mind.
It is us, isn't it?
So today, I'll go first.
Okay, sure.
Am I the only one who doesn't care about Pancake Day? On Tuesday, I was just like, I don't care. I didn't have a pancake. And it's not because I don't like pancakes. I do like pancakes. However, if I want pancake in June, I'll have one in June.
Do it.
If I wanted one on Monday or yesterday, I would have had one then. If I'd wanted one on Tuesday, I would have had one on Tuesday. But I don't want it be forced into having a pancake.
Exactly, if you don't fancy one. And we were exactly the same.
Yeah, and I just don't get all the... Oh, the radio. What's your favourite topping? Kill me.
Oh, man.
It's the worst.
Did we do that here, do you reckon?
I don't know. I couldn't listen to the radio on Tuesday. On Pancake Day's the day. I'm glad it wasn't on. I couldn't listen to the radio.
Well, we got on your pancakes. Yeah, we were exactly the same at home. We just thought, do you know what? Like, maybe... Like, when you've got kids and stuff, it's a fun thing to do. But we were just like, we've both had our main course. Do we actually fancy making pancakes for dessert? No, not really.
I think you've hit
maybe
the nail
for breakfast.
On the head there. Because I don't have a child, and there's no child in the house. I think once I hit about 15, and then you sort of get into the age of, oh, I don't care about anything.
Yeah. anything at all.
Anything at all. But when I have kids, I'll get into it a bit more, I guess. Mm. Maybe that's a good point. Maybe I'm being a bit cynical.
Maybe.
But I don't care about it at the moment. Hey, what's on your mind?
Stop putting your injuries on Facebook. I don't need to see it. Have you had this thing where... I've got somebody on my timeline who I care very much about. I don't want to sound like I'm callous.
It sounds a bit like you don't.
But she's had an eye infection.
Yeah.
Which is very unfortunate for her. And I do, I hope she gets well soon. But she decided to take a photo of it and put it on social media. This was her first response to getting an eye infection on getting back from the doctors. And I kind of thought, is that the world we live in now? That's what you have to do? You can post that you've got that thing. I don't necessarily need to see the evidence.
It's sympathy, isn't it?
Mm.
They're looking for sympathy.
Yeah.
Because you can't go out and see your mates now with an eye patch on. So they're just... Yeah. They don't actually care that... Well, I mean, they do care that, but realistically, they're just looking for someone to be like, oh, poor you.
This is a true story, right? A few years ago, someone else on Facebook that I know was feeling not very well, and they had, those things the hospital gives you to be sick into that look a bit like a cardboard hat.
Yeah.
Right? Someone was sick into one of those, took a photo of it with the sick in it, and put it on Facebook, as evidence of the fact they weren't feeling well.
Disgusting.
Absolutely horrible.
Disgusting.
That's the stage you're at now.
I'm so glad that I don't do this, because when I when I travelled Southeast Asia,
yeah,
it would have been just photos of me sat in the toilet. Shouldn't have had the ice.
Radio Made in Watford. Vibe.
Time for our brand new favourite game.
Oops, I did it again.
This week could be the week we get over this.
Now, I reckon it's got some more mileage.
Got some more legs. Yeah. Pretty much, I saw on Jamal from Raxu's Instagram a game where you replace every vowel in your name with oob. And I thought, well, I'm using that on the radio.
That's good. I mean, Jamal's Instagram is where all good ideas start.
That's pretty much where we've ripped our show from. Completely plagiarised.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is an easy game. There's been celebrities in the news this week. I've replaced the vowels in their name with oob. All Al has to do is tell me who I'm talking about.
I'm getting better at this.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oobed. Shoeboob Reuben.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, well done. You're not looking in the reflection,
no,
are you?
No, not at all.
Don't.
No, I can't see that screen.
Okay, good. He turned 30 yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Ed.
He's younger than you.
Oh, wow. Oh, come on, don't do that to me.
Multi-millionaire.
Younger and a bit more successful.
Just a smidge. And he has been for a while.
I'm quite glad he's only a bit younger than me, because I had him in my head as one of those people that's like 5 years younger than me and way more successful. At least it's only about 6 months.
Yeah, it's like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or most, but Dua Lipa's probably younger than us.
Justin
as well.
Bieber, who in my head is still about 14.
Yeah, he still has the fringe? Swish. Yeah. Okay. Second celeb. Coobed. Hoob Ruben Gatubin.
Wow. Okay, cooped. Don't break this down. Cooped. What could that be? Cooped.
Cod. And don't forget the surname.
Cod.
Hoob Ruben Gatubin.
Hoob Ruben Gatubin.
Cooped. Hoob Ruben Gatubin.
And that's two words.
Yeah.
Cooped. Hoob Ruben. Hoob Ruben Gatubin. I have absolutely no idea.
I can give you a clue.
I can't even get cooped.
He knows nothing.
He knows nothing. Oh, is that, is that Game of Thrones?
Mm.
Okay, I don't watch it, but hang on, what's... Oh, the guy that plays the guy with the same name as the newsreader, Jon
yes.
Snow.
Yes, yeah.
Kit. Yes. Kit Harington.
Yes, Kit Harington. Had his first baby.
Oh.
With... You know nothing, Jon Snow. Rose Leslie.
Oh,
they're
that's
they're married. I didn't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't. I definitely didn't know that.
First baby celebrated having a little boy.
Oh, congratulations, Kit.
Congratulations, Cooped Hoob Ruben Gatubin.
That's a hard one.
Yep. And this one should be quite easy.
Mm-hmm.
Hoobry Styloobs.
Could that be Mr. Harry Styles?
It is. And you know why he's been in the news?
Why?
Confirmation. He's got four nipples.
What? Really?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
He's got this thing, it's called supernumerary nipples.
Oh, yeah.
Something about cells growth. For, I don't know, I tried to read it and yeah. I got to the first line and thought...
Got a bit science-y.
Don't understand that.
This is huge news.
Yeah, so he's got extra nips.
Okay, great. Yeah,
very nippy.
Good, he'll probably do a song about it.
Vibe 107.6.
Have you seen the stories going around about Gorilla Glue in hair in the last couple of weeks?
No, but that already doesn't sound good.
So one girl did it.
Mm.
And she's had to go and get it surgically removed.
Wow. Surgically removed.
What are you expecting?
That is some strong glue, isn't it?
Yeah, and now second one's done it. Second woman who put Gorilla Glue in hair told she may have to shave it off. Obviously.
What is wrong with people?
And there's a photo of her with a comb stuck in her hair.
is this one of these things where one person does it on the internet, so then everyone's... Like when people started eating those laundry pods.
What?
Oh, that was a whole other thing.
I don't remember that.
That didn't really happen over here.
But the whole Gorilla Glue in your hair thing, it just... I get, you know, they want the sort of wet look ponytail thing that... Yeah, the kids are having Tracy Beaker.
Yeah,
but I don't like that look anyway.
No, but and that's a lot of slickness in your hair, isn't it?
Isn't Gorilla Glue more expensive than hair products? Probably not, because it's not as well branded. It will be now because it's got all the public all the publicity. But Gorilla Glue is the thing that you will put to fix it. If your door frame is hanging off,
yeah.
You'll go, what can I use that will last forever to put the door frame back on?
It's the strongest glue in the world!
It is the strongest glue. It's called Gorilla.
Yeah.
This isn't just Pritt Stick.
No.
Rub a Pritt Stick through your hair all you want. There's a reason they give that to kids.
We're not messing around here.
Not Gorilla Glue.
Yeah.
So stupid. Funny
that
though.
That is daft, isn't it?
Funny though.
Yeah.
I mean, you get the extreme strength of the whole, you know, like you get your VO5 stuff before, and it'll say max strength is a 5. Gorilla Glue's like a 90.
Yeah. It's off the scale.
It's off the max scale.
Before you ask, no, I'm not willing to try putting Gorilla Glue in my hair.
No, I wasn't going to do this. Good. Maybe a little bit in the beard.
just to smooth it up.
See if we can get it out. I glued my hand to a pint glass once.
Did you?
Yeah, so I had a tankard behind a bar at a pub because I used to work there.
Yeah.
And when I was at a beer festival there, the handle came off and I was like, oh, okay, great. Have you got any glue? I want to fix this so I can drink from it. So I glued the handle back on and then held it before the glue dried. And then about 20 minutes later, when I tried to get another pint, I tried to give them my pint glass and it was stuck to my hand.
Wow.
It was really funny.
Was it hard to get it off?
Yeah. I had to use a scouring brush.
Oh, man.
Hot water. This was wood glue.
Yeah.
This was glue.
Serious glue.
It's a shock. I was going to do one phones for this, but now I'm going to get out to two. First one, 80818, start your text with Vibe. What have you got in your hair?
Mm.
Because I think people have put stuff in their hair before. And just in case someone's done anything like this, 80818, start your text with Vibe. What have you got glued to?
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Happy birthday to
who?
Happy birthday to
who?
Happy birthday, dear who? Happy birthday to
who?
Really, 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 really easy game, this. Play along at home, by the way. All I do is I give Al a cryptic clue. It's someone in Celebrity Land's birthday today. The clue relates to them. Al has to tell me whose birthday
it is. Bish, bash, boss. This was quite hard last
Smashed
week.
Smashed it. Yeah, for the first time, probably.
Mm.
Okay, first birthday today. Hit it big with the NWA. If there's no me, there ain't no Slim Shady.
Is it the Doctor himself, Dre?
Dr. Dre, it is. 56 years old.
Wow, 56.
I know. Yeah. Still going strong as well.
Yeah.
I didn't realise he founded Aftermath. Aftermath? 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 Aftermath doesn't sound very rappy, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Shady Aftermath. It's not Shady Aftermath. Anyway, he founded that record.
Yeah, however you pronounce it, he founded that.
Yeah. Second celebrity birthday. Okay, so Al, you're singing disco later. This guy dances disco like nobody else.
Okay, interesting. is it a certain Mr. John Travolta?
Oh, yes.
Oh, happy birthday. How old's John?
67.
67?
I know. Not long before he's going to need those disco hips replaced.
Yeah. And then he'll be dancing all over the place.
Yeah. He'll be using the Zimmer frame to get around. And our final birthday today. Not sure if Ringo, Paul and George like me very much. I get the blame for something that affected them greatly.
Oh, okay. Yoko Ono.
It is Yoko Ono's birthday.
I've done well today.
You've done really well. On brand as well. Yoko Ono, John Travolta. Dr. Dre slightly more.
Very vibe.
Yoko Ono is 88 years old.
88, wow. Oh, of course, because John Lennon... Oh, no, she was older than Lennon, because he would have just had his 80th birthday last year.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's an older woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that then.
Mm.
Happy birthday to who?
Vibe 107.6.
Surely you're just as dim as me most of the time. Have you ever been glued to anything?
Well, I'm still sort of getting the hang of using super glue, and I have on occasion been slightly glued to myself. So you've got to be careful with that stuff.
Where, firstly?
My hand, my finger to another finger.
Okay, all right.
Just to be clear.
Yeah.
But this is a tip. If you get a little bit of super glue on you, just use a bit of nail polish. Get it on a cotton pad sort of thing.
Yeah.
Rub it on your finger, it gets rid of it.
Did it work? Oh, yeah. Way better than the scouring pad I used for mine.
Yes.
It really hurt. It was awful. Pretty much took the first layer of skin off.
Yeah.
Okay, so nail varnish for super glue, especially when you glued yourself to yourself.
Yeah, that's according to the internet, and it seemed to work for me.
Yeah, and it was just fingers to each other, right?
Yeah.
That's
hand
all
to
you,
hand.
All you're gluing them to.
Yeah.
Yeah. You sure?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Vibe breakfast. It's time for Big Al's Big Quiz. Big Al is here with his big quiz. How will Miles do? It's time for Big Al's Big Quiz.
I I love that. So much drama.
It's so dramatic.
So, time for the big quiz. Do you remember a few months ago, it was Tom Jones's birthday? Big birthday for him. I did a special quiz
in his honour. A few months. This is, we're talking, it was a year
now. Nearly a year ago, yeah, which is terrifying. So, yesterday, another musical icon who's a bit more vibe celebrated a birthday. So, it's time for... If you know the song, then let me know.
Okay.
So, Ed Sheeran turned 30 yesterday, as we know.
Yeah.
How well do you know your Ed Sheeran songs, by the way?
Well, you know that I probably think I know them a lot better than I actually do.
That's possible.
Music quizzes that we've done have been embarrassingly bad for me.
Yes, they have. And this might be no different. However, you might just get it, because the format's a bit different. I'm not going to play any part of any Ed Sheeran song. Okay. They are instead audio clues to the names of Ed Sheeran songs.
Okay.
So there's 5 points up for grabs.
The names of the bit I don't know.
Okay, that's going to be interesting. obviously, one of the big artists of the last decade, and we've always got our finger on the pulse here at Vibe musically, so I reckon you'll be fine.
Right.
5 points up for grabs. Shall we try question one? All you got to do, name the song. This is quite a long clue, by the way, so and do feel free to cut in.
Probably your easiest.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to say that's the song that made him famous.
Yes.
It's the 18.
It was, that's correct. Well done. Very good. All right, 1 point to you.
Right.
This one, maybe a bit more tricky. Number two.
I think I got this as well.
What you got?
I think I got this. Is this Galway Girl?
It is, that's correct.
Yeah.
See, I told you, you'd be all right.
You lived in Ireland.
I did.
Or in Northern Ireland. Is that what it's actually like over there?
Not in Northern Ireland. I couldn't speak for the Republic.
No. But
and I never went to Galway.
In Belfast, it's not just...
There's the odd bit of that, maybe on a folk night.
Yeah. What's it like in a... Not too much jigging.
A bit of jigging.
Bit of jigging.
A bit of getting jiggy with it.
Oh, yeah. I like what you did there.
Thank you.
All right. Question three.
All right. Number three.
Oh. Did he do a song called Photograph?
He did, that's correct.
Yes.
You're doing well at this. I see, I told you you'd be all right.
Bosh.
Okay, and I'm proud of this one.
Right.
Number four. Stop believing.
Now, okay. It's by Journey, and it's Don't Stop Believing. Don't. Is it Don't?
Yes.
Is he do a song called just called Don't?
He did do a song called Don't.
Right. Yeah, that was good. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. 4 from 4. This is my best quiz yet.
This is the hardest one, by the way.
Right.
The next station is London.
Oh. London Bridge. London.
Ignore the word bridge. Just listen to what she's saying. You can play it again if you like.
The next station is London.
So she's on a train.
Do you want a clue?
Well, that is a clue, isn't it?
Do you want another clue?
Yeah.
Stormzy featured on the train. I mean, if you don't get this one, there's no shame in that, because you've got 4 out of 5, which is probably your best ever score.
Yeah, I know. He did something London, didn't he?
Mm.
I don't know, Train to London.
Incorrect. It was Take Me Back to London.
Oh, yeah, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, it wasn't it.
I
wasn't
don't remember
his
that.
Best,
it can't have been one of his good songs. Don't remember it. That was Big Al's Big Quiz.
Well done. 4 out of 5.
I don't count that last question, so it's 4 out of 4.
Thanks.
Vibe 107.6.
Al, does Phoebe ever practice anything on you?
She used to sort of practice massaging.
Oh, God, that must be awful.
Yeah, well, she did, a while ago, she did a hand massage course. This is a few years back, and she did a bit of practice on me.
That would have been so good.
Yeah, yeah. But no, not recently.
Does she still give you hand massages?
No. But actually, I tell a lie, because she's training to be a nurse, so she'll occasionally, like, check my blood pressure, I can't say it, and that sort of thing, and do the medical stuff.
I wouldn't hate that.
No, it's fine.
Heidi sprung a weird one on me the other night.
Okay,
sure. She just said, I need to practice painting nails. Can I paint your nails?
I said, why not?
Yeah, so not I haven't done my hands.
Yeah,
because
I was going to say, I can't see anything on the nail.
However, the toes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm about to get my feet out.
Get them out.
Enjoy that on this. Also, just quickly. How squeaky is this chair?
It's the squeakiest chair in the world.
I turned the mic off instead of the music then. And realised well that actually they can't hear the chair because the mics are off.
Well, I can tell you, it's very squeaky.
Anyway. You ready?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, God, here we go.
Get the feet out.
Okay. Wow.
Very orange.
Very orange. Do you know what actually suits you?
Does it? Thank you. Yeah. Sort of. I'm not sure whether to be pleased by that.
Be pleased.
Yeah. And do you want the ultimate? Actually, I want to keep that sock off for a bit.
How long are you going to keep them for then?
She told me afterwards. And get the other sock off so that you can see that it's not. They're not both orange.
Oh wow. Okay. That's,
yellow the other foot.
That's a lot. That's luminous, isn't it?
Yeah, orange and yellow. Yeah. She's using the colours she doesn't like.
I see, she's getting those out of the way on you.
And when you say how long I'm going to keep them for, I'm not really sure at this point, because it was after she'd finished that she turned around and said, oh, by the way, I've not actually... The remover's not come yet.
It's semi-permanent.
So I'm stuck with them for now, because we don't have any nail varnish remover.
But it's a good time of the year to have embarrassing feet, isn't it?
Like, yeah, I'm not having to wear flip-flops or anything.
Yeah.
Which I do love a flip-flop.
Oh, me too. As soon as it's, you know, like April.
Yeah.
All over it.
Flip-flops all year.
Yeah.
No, they're well covered up, but I keep getting surprised by them.
Yeah.
I keep waking up and going, oh, what's on my... Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised like someone's colored them in highlighter pen.
Yeah, it does.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
Okay, I'm excited. It's time to do this. It's a game we started last week.
Mm-hmm.
One of us, and Al has drawn the short straw twice now.
Again.
Has to sing up the week in a different style. All we have to do, me and you, as Al is singing, is guess what he's singing about. It's a story from the news this week. Text in your answer. 80818 is the number. Start your text with Vibe. Al, how are you feeling about this week?
Pretty good, actually. I don't know that it's going to top last week's, but...
I heard you warming up.
Yeah, I've got to sing in a high register again.
It sounded very falsetto. So it's coming. Right, should we get into it?
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
The obvious choice, but I went with it. Okay, here we go.
He's gone away and his wife has gone with him to America. That's where they'll stay. A wizard's well, they tied the knot, but the royal life suited them not. So then they went away across the sea, along with baby Archie. The three of them, Meghan, Harry, and Archie, a brother, soon to be. Quick, quick, chat to the Queen and the new kid on the scene. Meghan's having a child. Baby number two, good news for me, good news for you. And she's having a child. Ha, 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 having a child. Ha, 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 having a child.
Well done.
Thank you. Wow, that hurt,
that
actually.
That was so good.
Again.
That was more painful than last week's.
Yeah, you see, I'm really worried about the week I have to do this.
Yeah, you've got something to live up to.
Oh, well, taught yourself up. we've set a bar now of you actually being able to sing. That's the problem, so I can't.
Is that what you'd call that, would you?
Well, yeah, close enough.
Okay.
Not bad. I mean, no one can do Barry Gibb like Barry Gibb.
Oh,
but,
no, of course not.
Vibe 107.6.
Al just sung up the week.
That I did.
In the form of disco, and it was fantastic.
Whatever it is next week, I'm not doing it in falsetto. I've done that now.
You've done
my vocal cards can't take any more.
Tick the box.
Yeah.
Right, we've been guessing what it was about. I wonder what it could have been. It was, of course, about Harry, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Is it Meghan Markle or Meghan Windsor now?
Meghan, Duchess of Sussex.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex have announced they're having another baby.
They are.
I have an American... I wonder... Oh, the current baby probably have an American citizenship anyway, but this will be born, like, full American.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you're born out of the country, you can't pass on your British citizenship. So does that mean that Harry, Prince Harry's grandkid might not automatically be British?
Yeah, possibly, actually.
I know, I feel like if you're in the royal family, they probably should give it to
him. Different rules, isn't it?
So that's what it was about.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's correct. It was about that.
It's time.
Congratulations, by the way.
It was so difficult.
I wasn't congratulating you. I was congratulating Harry and Meghan.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations to you as well for guessing.
Yeah, cheers. I think I put the hard work in here. She's not done much yet.
Yeah.
They've only done the fun bit, haven't they? Anyway, it's time to figure out what we're going to do next week. You got your random number generator.
I have.
Ready?
Yeah.
First, we'll find out what the genre is.
Yeah.
And then we'll find out who's doing it.
Okay, you ready?
1 to 26.
Yeah.
What number's coming out?
This week, it's going to be... Okay, the number is 18. Let me have a look at my spreadsheet here.
I've got it here.
Have you got it?
I've got it here. I'm excited for next week.
I can't see it.
I wouldn't mind getting this.
Okay.
Country.
Oh, wow. Yes. Do you know, I wouldn't mind that either.
Don't break my heart.
Yeah.
Break your heart.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
I don't mind this.
Okay.
This is not one of the weeks I'm most anxious about.
I'd like a week off, so I'd like it to be you.
Okay, as you did it today.
Yeah.
It's time to toss the coin. I'll let you call.
Okay.
So I toss, I catch, I flip onto the hand.
And then.
So that you don't think there's any cheating.
Fine.
Heads or tails?
Tails.
Oh, it's heads again! Yay!
Come on!
You know how I said I didn't mind doing this week? It still feels good that you're going to be doing it.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.